Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up the downtime.
A glory hole is like a dick theater. I'm imagining your
pants. Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
This is Bradford.
And this is Angela.
And we're back. And you're back.
Yes.
For another sexy episode or sexisode. Sexisode? Where'd the bee come from?
I have no idea.
The bee came from Bradford. by the by. Look, maybe my brain was going farther ahead and saying by the by, and I was like trying to smoosh it all together into one big word.
Uh-huh. You're just getting ahead of yourself?
It does.
Yeah.
Yes. Getting ahead of myself, giving myself head. It's great. Oh, you'd forgotten your drink.
I know. I've got it. It's all good.
It's all good.
All good.
Oh, your bra's falling off.
Oh
my God.
I'm a mess today, people.
disagree, but also agree. yeah. So.
How's it going?
It's Monday.
Yes. We've had some busy weeks.
We have had many a busy week.
Yeah.
There's been lots of travel. There's been lots of travel stress.
Uh-huh.
There's been lots of problems mentally. But there's also been some sexy times.
There have been. Have you had sexy times on the road?
Nope.
Aww.
Next question.
Right. Next question. No song of stories, no sexy times for Bradford.
Yeah, let's just go back in the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
When was our last solo, like, you had sexy time without me.
Were you going to go somewhere?
I was going to say, a couple of weekends ago, in January, we went to the sauna.
Oh, down that's
in Club,
right.
Club 16, Shed 16?
Nope, Bay City.
Bay City. My God, I don't know. See, I love you people, I really do, but I just don't know where you work.
Bay City Sauna. So yeah, when we were both down in Melbourne for, I guess it was the Australia Day weekend, we went down there and they have, so Saturday nights they allow couples and singles and whatever,
yeah.
Normal. But.
And we had never gone on a Saturday night. We'd gone on weeknights where it was allowing a mix of people.
See, I thought we had gone on a Saturday, but. I think our first time as a couple was a Saturday.
Really?
I think so.
Okay. Maybe I just don't remember.
But this,
we should go back and listen to the podcast because we actually talked about it.
But this Saturday was different because it was the last Saturday of the month. And now on the last Saturday of the month, they're doing this kind of like intro to swinging thing where they have a guy who, now correct me if I'm wrong, Bradford, but he basically, I'm going to say, curates or somewhat manages a Facebook group of people.
Yes.
And so on that last Saturday of the month at Bay City, he does kind of a, hey, this is what swinging is. Here's some kind of basic guidelines and that type of thing. And just to kind of get anybody who's thinking about it and who's interested, just to give them an easier introduction and a friendly face to talk to and a little bit of information before they get into it. And so we went for that. Well, both because we wanted to go to the sauna and it was like, oh, it'd be cool to like see what happens and what the crowd's like on this night, if it's different or whatever. And so we showed up right on time, right when they opened, because we didn't want to miss anything.
Because that's who we are, people.
Well, admittedly, on the website, it did say that, like, it started then. And so we're like, oh, we don't want to miss anything that's
right,
said.
Yeah.
And, but if, you know, like a lot of places, it's kind of slow starting. So there were only a handful of people there right then. So they waited until the crowd was a little bit bigger to kind of get things going and do the swinging thing. And that was really good.
Oh, it was great.
Like, first of all, the guy that runs it is super nice. Like, he's really nice, very hospitable host. just, he was always, all night he was going around making sure that people were involved and people were talking and having a good time. Like, he was just a really good all around host. And yeah, the information that he went through was really good. We played a game.
A fucking brilliant game.
It was such a good game.
I told him, like, again, the guy was very nice. Yeah. Very cute.
Yeah, he was very cute.
He had this game on where we told him, we're going to steal this game. Mm. This is our game now. we will try to credit you. We won't. No, we will. But no, it's the Just Say No game. Mm-hmm. So you have to ask somebody, pair off with somebody, and you ask three questions.
But you pair off with somebody that you don't already know. So that's not right. Your partner or whoever you came with. It's somebody that you don't know there.
And so then you ask them three questions, and they're meant to say no to it, even if it's something that they might want to do. Mm-hmm. And it was really funny because, like, the person I partnered with, and each one's supposed to sort of escalate.
Yeah.
And the first one, she asked me if she could have my glasses. I was like, no. And then she was like, I don't remember what the second one was. I was like, no. She was like, take your clothes off and run outside. And I went, oh. She's like, really? Yeah.
You're like, I really want to.
You don't know me. But I do that.
Yeah.
But so it was such a fun idea. And it's a great icebreaker. And it's also a way to get people comfortable saying no.
It's a good icebreaker. Comfortable saying no, but also it gets you used to hearing no.
Yes.
And so that hearing no is not necessarily a bad thing. And,
right.
And that, you know, we can still have a conversation and be friends after you say no to me.
And I think it goes back to that great thing of when you say no, it is that sort of gift of, hey, you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
And if you ask a question and somebody says no to you, that also is a permission space for you to say no.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody asks you a question.
Well, it also lets you know where your position is. So that way there's no expectations or no wondering, what if, could I, maybe. Like, there's none of that indecision or hesitation anymore. Like, you know where you stand with this person on that particular subject. And so, yeah, I think it's a really good thing. And I think that was such a good game to kind of play.
I loved it.
In that environment, especially.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Then they pulled out the giant Jenga, which visually is amazing. I love giant Jenga. I do not like playing the Jenga games in the swingers club. I just don't. I think it'd be fun to play with a small group of really intimate friends, mm-hmm. Like at home. I think then it's fun. But the number of times we've played either at our secret spot or like this, and they were trying to, like, oh no, come play, play, play. No. Shouldn't have played the no game. I now say no. but it was something that I'm like, I am not keen to do this.
Yeah, and it can go two ways with that, because it can be a good icebreaker and it can get people comfortable with doing little things like touching the person next to them,
right.
Or, you know, whatever it may be, you know, giving a kiss or what. I mean, it can escalate to whatever people are comfortable with, but it can also, people can get stuck there and then they never advance beyond that. And I think that's the danger of the Jenga or any game like that, is that then play never escalates.
Because it becomes safe.
Yeah. But, I think that also comes with experience. And if you have a bunch of newbies playing Jenga, you're more likely to get people stuck. If you have people who are like, okay, now we've broken the ice, let's go do something about this, which happened to be that night.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't really last for a super long amount of time. Then I think it's fine in that case. It's still not something I particularly want to partake in. And so we didn't. We backed off at that point. And the person that I played the no game with, I was interested in talking to him and his partner a bit more. But she was kind of slightly separated from us, talking to somebody else. So we ended up chatting with him for a little while. And he was super nice and really interesting, a bit more kink focused. And so that was really fun to talk to him. Because during the no game, somebody said, kind of to the whole group, what if I don't say no? Kind of jokingly, you know, what if I don't say no? And to him, I was like, oh, we'll put him up on the cross there, because there was a St. Andrew's cross right next to where I was standing. And he was like, I've got some implements in my bag. I was like, really? So I was like, I want to talk to you more.
Angela made a friend.
Yeah, so we ended up chatting with him for a little while afterwards, and they were really nice.
Yeah, they were really nice, because I think she was my partner. His partner was my partner in the no game,
yes,
I think.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, you're right. They she started talking to another group of people, which I think they already knew, because mm-hmm. a lot of these people, again, they were all in a Facebook group together.
They had this rapport.
So they had that, and you know, they were catching up on that.
Yeah.
So, which is fine. Totally cool. Yeah. But, yeah, they were, I liked them. They were really mm-hmm. nice. And, they have subsequently emailed us, which is also very nice.
Yeah. So next time we're down there at some point, we'll have to look them up.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so we ended up bouncing around, talking to the bar staff, because we love the bar staff there.
Yeah.
Talking to talking to the guy that was facilitating, mm-hmm. talking to a couple other couples that were very interesting, very attractive.
Yeah. And there was one couple that kind of around the time that we were going to start to play, I think she was kind of off to herself a bit because he was getting a drink or something. And we had seen them. They had talked with some others and interacted a little bit, but they were still a bit to the side.
Yeah.
And so we went over to talk to them. And I mean, first of all, she was really gorgeous. But then also it's like, I just want to make sure again that everybody's kind of involved and that she's having a good time and whatever.
Because we take responsibility no matter where we are.
But we sat down and we're talking to her. Her partner came back and we're having a really good conversation with them. And I was near asking them if they wanted to go play, and I got the feeling they were kind of on that cusp. And then right as we were kind of, you know, getting there and completing that, somebody else came up and sat down. It was like, ugh.
Yeah. And it was somebody we wanted to chat with, so we were chatting with him, and then I think they sort of disappeared. It was like...
And it was one of those things, as soon as they got up and went to go down to the playrooms, I was like, okay, like 30 seconds, a minute... We'll make a break for it. Like we'll get out of here and go find them. And we did. Like it wasn't long before we got up and went to go find a space to play and see if we could find them.
But we never saw them again.
Nope. I think they went into a room with a closed door because there were several of the smaller rooms whose doors were closed. So they must have gone into one of those.
Yeah. And that, you know, that's fine.
Yeah. But we did do a lap around and we looked everywhere. Yeah. So
we ended up going into the mirror room and we had fun there.
Yeah. The mirror room. I like that one.
I like the mirror room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that because the mirror room, because you were like, I want to do something that I don't do. I'm like, you want me to spank you? Because like, what don't you do? And you were like, I want to give you a rim job. And I was like, all right. And I'm ready. That was nice.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, so we had some nice sexy times in there. And then we went back to the bar.
Yeah, something that I learned about Bay City is, and I think it is more on the swinger nights from talking to someone else there, but I'm going to say what I would consider the orgy room, the room with the biggest beds, but I think on a regular night
it's a dark room.
The dark room. So on the swingers nights, that the lights were up a bit. So it was, you could see in that room.
Yeah.
Because you said that like, oh, that's normally the dark room. And I was like, oh, because the lights were actually, you know,
every
on.
Male sauna has a dark room.
Yeah.
And none of them have really an orgy room.
Yeah. But
really.
But on this night, there was no dark room.
No.
So, yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
Which, I mean, I get it when, you know.
Well, we were talking to another couple recently that were talking about, what's the other one?
Wet on Wellington.
Well, it's like, not Splash. Wet on Wellington. I'm bad with words tonight. Wet on Wellington, they were saying that the cinema rooms are lit brighter so that you're sort of discouraged of having sex in there. And I'm thinking, are you fucking kidding me? That's where half the sex starts in saunas.
So we had an interesting discussion with someone there that night about the dark room. Because they were saying, with mixed genders, it can be a bit more dangerous to have a dark room. Because you don't...
Because of consent.
Right, because of consent. I get that, but at the same time, you still have the same consent, could have the same consent issues, even if it's all one gender.
So, and this is a really interesting point that we should at maybe some point unpack a bit, and I guess we could do it a bit here, is that in saunas, consent is treated so differently in saunas. Mm. Because there really isn't a lot.
Is it just implied consent?
A touch is asking, mm-hmm. and then you can say no, and people will stop. Mm-hmm. But the touch is the asking. And that touch might be on your arm, on your shoulder, on your ass, on your cock. I mean, that's the asking. So, in dark spaces, consent is implied. You go there, you expect somebody
to... You want to be touched.
Yeah, you expect somebody to grope you. It's gonna happen. So, I do get that mixed gendered thing that maybe people don't want that kind of space, that implied consent space.
Or maybe they're just not educated of how that space should work.
Or could work,
could work, yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, I just, having said that, one of the things I think would be fun to have like say at Desire this year, mm-hmm. is a touch box where you step into the box and it's got holes and whatnot, but it's black. They're felt covered or whatever. And people just reach in their hands and can grope you. Uh-huh. Like there's something really exciting about that. And that's an implied consent kind of thing. You step into that box knowing you're going to be touched.
Yeah.
And you don't know who's going to do it and you don't know how it's going to happen.
Well, we've talked to a lot of people. I say a lot, but a fair number of people just at swingers clubs around and swingers parties around. And a lot of people really want that, both male and female. And like, I think there's that idea of not knowing who's touching you and where and how, and it's a bit titillating.
Titillating. My God, I love you. I think that'd be fun, and it's like, we should get one made for the house. We could have one in our room. Uh-huh. That'd be kind of cool. But even have one like that sort of special made, where some of the panels can be made bigger, so you could actually fuck somebody in the box.
Right. Oh. Okay.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Mm. Both male and female. If you have the big enough mm-hmm. hole there, mm-hmm. yeah, that'd be cool.
I wish you could see Bradford, the big enough hole and the fingers are expanding.
That you could like push your butt up against whatever. You know what I mean? Damn it. I'm just worried about height. Anyway, so that's one of the things that you run into in saunas that you don't typically run into in swingers clubs. Right,
which makes sense. Yeah.
It'd be interesting though to come up with implied consent spaces in swingers club.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Food for thought.
Yeah, food for thought.
Yeah.
So we ended up playing there, and then we went into one of the other rooms. We drank a little more, and then we went in one of the other rooms and had sex again.
Yeah.
You got the full sauna experience, because that was just kind of like a black, dark room with nothing but depression and lust and sex and awesomeness. You can have all of them go together. It was good.
Yeah, it was a good night. It was a lot of fun. It was...
We left late.
We did, yeah. Because we just, we met a lot of interesting people. We had conversations, had some playtime, not playtime with anybody, but that was just because when we did go back to play, we didn't find anybody. We didn't see anyone that we had been interested in or had been talking to. I guess everybody was
already away playing
somewhere else. Yeah, which is fine. But it was good. I really enjoyed the night.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So. What else do we have? What else has happened? Like, I know you went to OSS while I was gone, but was there time in between that?
I don't think so. All right. No, so you were traveling on a weekend, and I had been home all day on Saturday and knew I was going to be home all day on Sunday. So I was like, I need to get out of the house and be around people. So I went to our secret spot, the Annandale location, on that particular Saturday night, and I'm trying to remember if there was a theme or if it was another newbies night. I can't remember. Yeah, so I went there and it was reasonably busy. I won't say it wasn't packed by any means, but it definitely felt busy. There were a lot of people there. When I got there, there were a handful of couples already. There were two couples playing pool, some sitting on the couches, just a few different couples around. And I started talking to some of the ones that were playing pool. And I mean, they were really nice people, interesting, just kind of good conversation. And people were, it was just that energy was building as people came in kind of more and more. And eventually a couple came in. I say eventually, it was probably like, 20 minutes later, a couple came in.
That's technically eventually. that's a long time if you're a mayfly.
Sure. But a couple came in that we had met on the previous newbie night that we went to there. And recognized them immediately. They came over. We were talking to them. I was talking to them. I say we as if you were there. You were there in spirit.
were you doing the thing like, oh, Bradford says, hello.
I'm channeling Bradford.
My precious.
So I was talking to them for a bit. And another couple came over and kind of joined in the conversation. So the five of us were talking. And it was really good. And I think there was interest to go upstairs and play all together at some point. And then around that time, another couple came in and she came up to me pretty early on. They might have gotten drinks or something first, but pretty early on she came up and she was like, Angela. And I was like, yes. And I turned and I was like, am I supposed to recognize her? I don't recognize her. And there's that moment of like, have we had sex? I don't really remember.
Take your shirt off, but maybe I'll recognize you.
Yeah. It was like, I didn't think I recognized her, but I was like, oh, maybe, I don't know. But no, I had not. So she's a listener. So she and her husband were there, and they're both listeners, but had not met before. So that was fortunate that I, you know, wasn't just not remembering somebody.
I hate when I do that. Though. Well, I'm usually really
pretty
bad.
Good with faces.
You're good with faces, yeah. And I'm pretty good with faces, and just... I'm abhorrent with names.
Yeah, I'm not good with names, but faces. And that's why I was like, I should at least recognize the face.
Hey, buddy. Ugh. That's awesome.
Yeah, but so I started talking to them, and they were a lot of fun to talk to. And it was just, it was easy conversation. It was just good back and forth. We were laughing a lot. And yeah, just really got caught up in conversation with them. And I think many of the other people kind of went upstairs to go play. And
while you were chatting with this couple.
Yeah. And so it was like, you know, it's like, oh, that's fine. And
one door closes, another door
yeah,
opens.
And yeah, so I was talking to them for quite a while, and we were just having a really good conversation. And the three of us, I felt like really clicked. And so there was another couple where the female was particularly interested in playing, I'm going to say with me, but she was also interested in the other female. I think she just wanted to play with female.
Yeah.
And so she was, they were kind of hanging around a bit, but they weren't really involved as much in the conversation.
Right.
And so it was, there just wasn't, like the three of us, I felt like really clicked. And then they were there and they're nice, but it just wasn't, didn't feel part of the circle, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
they weren't putting themselves out there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And especially if you, especially if there is a group that really clicks and clearly has chemistry, it takes more for other people to break into that.
Unfortunately, it's true.
Yeah. I mean, it's the reality of it. And so you do have to make a lot more of an effort to kind of break in. And it wasn't really, yeah, seeing that. And so the three of us, you know, we're kind of like, I think we all, without saying it by actions, it was kind of like, we want to go play, but we don't really, we want it to be just us kind of thing. Also, it was his first time at any kind of event like that.
But
she,
not hers?
She had been to, I think, another club before. She'd been to, like, some of the girls' nights and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he'd never been to anything, so I don't think they'd been as a couple. And so, well, clearly, because he hadn't been. And
very astute, Angela.
But I don't know if she went with another partner. I don't know. Yeah, but I know she'd been to some of the women's parties and stuff. So it was, again, like, because of him not having been in that environment before, you don't want it to be too overwhelming, or you don't want to get into a situation
exactly.
where you're going to be uncomfortable.
Right.
And so we chatted for a while, and then and the other couple were like, oh, you're going to come upstairs. And at that point, I think we all had pretty fresh drinks. So it was like, well, we'll finish our drinks, and then we'll go up, even though there you can take drinks upstairs. But I still feel weird doing that.
I don't like taking drinks upstairs.
Yeah.
I don't like doing it. Damn it, Lawrence, you broke me. Fuck you, man.
We did
it this past weekend,
yeah.
And the whole time, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't ought to be doing this. And there still needs to be a table in the dressing room.
Yeah.
You're too short to reach the lockers to
put the drinks
up there.
I can barely do it. But
the bench ottoman thing is buttoned.
And
so,
stable, yeah.
So it's not level. And I don't want to put drinks on the floor because I kick things over.
Yeah, yeah.
Side rant over.
Just a small little table.
Come on, Lawrence.
But yeah, so we were like, oh, we'll finish our drinks and then we'll go upstairs. And so we did. We finished our drinks. And I think we ended up taking a small, another little one up just, you know, because why not? But
because yeah. Alcoholism.
But yeah, so we went upstairs and on the way up, it was one of those, you know, as we were kind of finishing drinks and stuff, and I was told them, I was like, hey, are you guys interested in playing? And they said, absolutely. And I was like, but we kind of want it to be just us. And again, because, you know, his first time and whatever, it's like, you know, we don't want any kind of awkward moments or anything like that. And so we're like, well, let's go see if we can find one of the petite rooms. So went upstairs and there was a petite room available. So that was good. So we commandeered it and it was so funny because we got in there. And again, and this is what I like about people like this is that there was that chemistry of just, you know, you could be easy, you could be yourself, you could be goofy and funny and whatever. And so we get in there and I think it was her said something about, let's hug. And so we all knelt on the bed and had this like group hug. And then like we all started grabbing each other's asses and stuff.
Oh,
and
I love it.
And it was just, it's just funny, goofy. You're like, don't take yourself seriously.
Yeah.
But it was a
But you know, she's listening to this right now and going, I was serious. I just wanted a hug.
I mean, Alec, I don't think it was him. So it was either her or I. And I'm pretty sure it was her. But one
it
of
It also does sound like something that you would say.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's hug. Take your clothes off. Why do we have to take our clothes off for a hug? Because I said we're going to hug.
But it was. was good. It was fun. And yeah, basically, I mean, the whole time was just, and I started off with, okay, what's your play style? Like, how do you guys play? And, you know, like,
and they were like, you know, Canasta, Rummy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes Monopoly and chess.
Until somebody flips the Monopoly board.
Ooh, you'd like that. Flip my board.
Yeah, so I started off with, you know, what's your play style? What do you guys like? What are your, you know, limits and that kind of thing? And it was a bit of, I don't think they necessarily knew or could communicate well exactly what boundaries were. You know, she was okay with playing with me, female and female, and that was a lot of what kind of really needed to know. And it was just we're all adults. If we get to a point that somebody's not comfortable, just say no, just say something and we'll stop. Like, we don't need to have it all written out in stone. So yeah, we just started playing, and one of the first things that she did was she was like, I want you to lay down. You need to be the center of attention for a minute, pointing to me. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay. So I lay down and
Angel's like, oh my God, is it my birthday?
Yeah. And she was going down on me. Like, he went down on me at one point because she was like, you need to experience this. He is so good with his mouth. You need to experience this.
Aww.
And so, yep. So she shared him.
And your clit advisor rating?
Five. Yeah. He was good.
That's out of five, by the way. It's not like out of 10. Five? Out of 20. What? So many clips.
Yeah, he was quite good. Yeah, very, very much enjoyed it. And so I was a bit of the center of attention for a little while. Then she was, he was. Like, we all kind of took turns of each of us laying down, and then everybody, you know, the others just kind of going down and kissing and sucking and whatever. And yeah, it was really good. And then at the end, I was like, I want to see you ride him. And so she did.
Nice.
It was just fun. It was just easy. Everybody just kind of asked for what they wanted.
Did you get their number?
Well, they're listeners. They're supposed to email or message. I haven't seen anything come through.
Hint, damn it, hint. Angela.
But no, I told them to get in touch, and we'd definitely meet up at some point when you're back in town. For sure, because cool. I think you'd get along really well with them. Yeah.
I like nice, funny people.
Yeah.
People who make me laugh are at the top of the list.
Yeah, I had a good time with them. And like I said, it was just easy, and it was nice to be with a couple with people who could ask for what they wanted, and not like in a super demanding way, but just say, I want this, or, you know, I would like this. Yeah. And just,
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Like, there's something really refreshing about that.
Yeah. And I think it makes the flow and the play go a lot easier, because it's either, if you have more people, that it's kind of puppy pile, and then that's just kind of natural flow.
Yeah.
But especially with three people, it can,
somebody has to play the director.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't always have to be the same person. You can bounce it around, but somebody always has to be the director, or that somebody's going to feel left out.
Yeah.
And if it's the director that sometimes feels a bit left out, that's okay, because they're still the director, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think with three, it's definitely a bit more important to be able to voice and to say what you want and to kind of go with that.
That sounds like fun.
So, yeah. It was a really good night.
Aww.
And then we went downstairs.
That was Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a Saturday. Yeah,
I worked. Yeah. It was great. I was at a conference.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Talking to fucking students. I love students. My God, you can be exhausting sometimes. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, we went downstairs, and there were still a handful of couples left, but not many. I think two or three others besides us. And it was like, I really wouldn't mind talking to them some more, but at the same time, I know they probably want to close up, and we're some of the last ones here. So we ended up...
Story of our life.
Just getting dressed and, heading.
The number of times I feel guilty because we're the last ones... And I'm always like, you guys, you know, you can just tell us to leave.
Yeah.
And a couple of them are really good at saying, hey guys, you gotta put clothes on?
Yeah.
Which I totally respect.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty early. Like, it wasn't 3 o'clock yet, but still, I was just like, if we're some of the last ones here, there's no reason to.
Yeah.
And all we're gonna do is sit and chit chat, and we can catch up some other time, hopefully. So.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yay.
But yeah, it was a really good night, unexpectedly. And I did see the other couple that we met at the newbie night as they were on their way out. So it was, just missed each other and whatever, but catch them again at some point.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Cool. Yay. Let's take a quick break here.
Okay.
And we'll be back in like two shakes.
Join us on The Wet Coast, a podcast about sexuality and ethical non-monogamy of every variety. We talk polyamory and swinging, monogamish and open relationships, from dirty, dirty sex to heartbreak and everything in between. We share our personal experiences and philosophy, observations and theories, what works for us, and where we fucked it right up. This isn't your average couple's explanabrag podcast, though we definitely do a little of that. We share our adventures in open with a unique, funny, feminist, and Canadian approach. Come get wet with us on the Wet Coast.
So welcome back.
Welcome back.
We did not do the what's upcoming at the beginning of the podcast, Bradford.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
So if you're in Sydney listening on release date, this Friday at our secret spot, Darlinghurst, so February 21st, I think is the Friday's date,
yes,
is Club V.
Club V!
So I will be there for that. You will not be, Bradford.
I will not be this Friday, February 21st. I think I'm going to be somewhere else.
Yeah? You got another party?
I think so. But I don't... It might be Animal Farm.
You do your research. Figure out what you're doing.
I need to figure that out.
I'm going to be at Club V.
So I'm going to be somewhere else.
So if anybody's in Sydney and you want to come out to Club V, come on. Come join me.
You betcha.
Yeah. And then... what is it? March 6th is the next Pendulum?
Yes.
Yes. So that will be at our secret spot in Annandale. So it should be a really fun night in their new location. So if you haven't been, come check it out. It's amazing.
Well, you missed something else in between those.
What was in between?
Saturday, the 29th.
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
Yep.
We're flag carriers, yep, banner carriers for the Bi-Plus Visibility group.
Yep. We'll be in the parade with that group. So we'll be carrying a flag.
Yay.
Wearing our...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
For vests and harnesses and whatever they give us to wear.
For Bi-Viz.
Yeah.
Yeah, really looking forward to that as well. We don't have any Mardi Gras parties going on.
No.
Because we're old and don't want to pay $400 to go.
No.
I mean, as much as I would love to see the people that are there,
It'll be fun to see. I love watching all the floats, all the participants in the parade, and just, it's just such a fun, fun day. And then there's all the sadness afterwards of all the stuff that the people along the parade route leave on the sidewalk and the amounts of trash, recycling. Oh, it's depressing. But you know, it happens with every parade, I suppose.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
and then, yes, March 6th is our next Pendulum Party and our first Pendulum Party of the year.
Yeah.
And our first Pendulum Party at OSS Annandale. So be there or be square.
Yeah.
Pretty excited for that. That's going to be fun. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then off in November. I mean, I know November feels like it's a long way away. It's not. Is Life on the Swing Set. So we'll be there with that crew November 7th through the 14th as hosts. And we've got some exciting workshops and and little talks that we've planned. And yeah, really very much looking forward to that. Once things get sort of more firm, if you will, we'll talk more about that in details on some of our workshops that we're going to do. And yeah.
Cool.
Yay. Also, I'm going to do something we never do, and in the middle of the podcast, I'm going to talk about AdamandEve.com.
Oh.
I know, right?
Okay.
So if you go to adamandeve.com, I mean, Valentine's Day is over.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares anyway, right? Valentine's Day. I did see this really funny thing that there was a television show. I don't remember what it was, but they created Galentine's Day. It was a lesbian, gay Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And this on Twitter, this woman said, like, yes, I've told 10 straight people that my partner and I celebrate Galentine's Day on a different, and it's a different day. And half of them believed. That's great. Anyway, so yes, if you go to adamandeve.com, buy something for yourself, mm-hmm. buy something for your partner, buy something for your partners, buy something for your parents.
Yeah.
You never know. Use the keyword buy the buy when you check out, BYTHEBI, and they're going to give you all kinds of great stuff. 6 video on demand movies. You get a whole bunch of different toys and prizes that they're going to throw in from their shelves. You get one item at 50% off, which is really great. So if you want to just keep going back and buying individual things separately, you'll get 50% off each one of them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have, yeah. Use buy the buy each time. It's fine. But most importantly, what is it?
Free shipping.
Free shipping. Yeah, so free shipping through the U.S. and Australia, and we think worldwide. We don't know. We do, because we've only tested it in U.S. and Australia.
Yeah.
Ooh, and Canada. So, yeah, go to adamandeve.com and use the keyword buy the buy.
Mm.
Yay.
Yay. So what's our next experience we're going to talk about?
I can only think of one more, but I know you had... Oh, 2 more.
Okay.
This past weekend, and then... Actually, did we ever talk about that? The party where we went to our secret spot and it was in Edendale and we had all the sex?
I'm sorry. That's many of the weekends at Annandale.
It was just weird because it was one of those where I think I was going down on a guy and a lady at the same time.
Yes.
Because did we talk about that?
Yes, we did.
Oh, sorry guys. I forgot that we talked about that. That was great though.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were a little
I was
hog
the center
there.
Of attention. Yeah. And rarely do I allow myself to become the center of attention.
I know.
So anyway, that's why it just popped into my head. So we could
You're just
talk-
like, I want to relive that again.
I do. I really, really do. We could talk about your friend, your single friend.
Yes.
Who comes over once a year.
Yeah, so we have a...
What name do we want to give this human?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Bob.
We just will give him... He'll be unnamed for
I don't
now.
Know. Yeah, we'll come up with the name. But yeah, so it's somebody that I met on Tinder many years ago. He is from out of the country, and he travels through a couple times a year. Basically, whenever he's coming through Sydney, he's just like, hey, I'm going to be in town for this week or these days or whatever, and if we can get together, then we get together, and if we can't, then that's fine, catch him next time. So it's pretty easy, pretty low pressure, but it's always fun.
Yeah.
And we've definitely had some fun times with him. And so yeah, he was back in town this past week and messaged. And so you had been out of town.
I'm kind of curious as to how these messages come out. Do they come out as like DTF? Because... I mean, that's sort of his attitude about it, which I love. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely his attitude. But no, it's just, hey, I'm going to be in town these dates. We'd love to catch up.
Okay.
We'd love to see you or, you know, whatever. And so, yeah, but he was in town. And originally, you were supposed to be gone the whole time. But then you ended up coming back before he left so we could get together.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten together with him, just me. But he very much prefers for you to be there because he likes to do the whole cuckolding thing. And it is, it's kind of different for us when he comes over because it very much is a coming over to play and that's it.
Yeah.
Like it's a walk in the door, clothes start to come off and then let's get down to
it. Like it's our job.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's fun because it's something different for us and he's a nice guy and he's easy to play with.
He's respectful.
Yeah. He's very respectful. So yeah, he came over this time and it was very much that walk in the door, clothes are starting to come off, bit of a chat, like, as the clothes are coming off, just a quick little catch up kind of thing, and then just right into play.
Yeah.
And yeah. He hadn't seen the bed before, so he was introduced to the new bed.
Yeah. He was a bit like, whoa, did you have this made? Yes, we did. Yeah, it is interesting because, so, like, I remember playing with him twice before, and the first time was very much I just sat and watched. I don't even think I I mean, I got naked.
Yeah.
And, like, you and I had sex afterwards, but I don't think I was really involved the first time. Mm. He just liked that idea that I was watching, which I liked that idea as well. And then the second time that we played, he was very much more interactive with me. He wanted me to go down on him, and then he ended up trying to fuck me.
Yeah.
But we didn't have lube.
We weren't prepared for that.
I didn't think he was interested in that. So I was like, why am I going to bring... So anyway.
Yeah.
So this time, and that time before... When he tried to fuck me, one of his kind of demands was take pictures. Yes. So I was taking lots of pictures, none with faces in them, and they are great pictures. Like, I still look at those pictures, like, these are in the spank bank because it's fun and it's good pictures and it's good memory and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So this time I was like, all right, so if he's going to want to try to top me, I've got to get into that mental headspace.
Mm-hmm.
So I started, you know, he was coming over at what, 9:30 p.m. Yeah. Anybody who knows this is like, oh my laws, you stayed up to 9:30? But yeah, so, you know, I'm doing the cleaning routine and the bath and the butt plug and all this stuff. And then he gets here and I've got the inflatable butt plug because I'm like, if we're going to do this, I want it to be easy kind of thing. And then he never even was interested. I was like, God damn it. I went to all that effort.
it's interesting how, I guess it depends on what mood you're in and what you're into.
And I totally understand that.
But you're right, because before he had kind of wanted that, so it was, oh, let's be ready in case. And but, you know, I didn't talk to him about it beforehand as to what did he want from the night or anything.
Sure.
So, yeah.
But, and that's on us.
Yeah.
But it is one of the things he's like, it's the amount of effort. I don't think people really understand the amount of effort that some folk go to in order to bottom.
To prep.
Yeah, for prep.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that maliciously.
But you had a nice
I'm just
bath.
Saying I did have a lovely bath.
And you like your baths.
I do love my baths. Yeah, it's just kind of like, right. Okay. But it is funny because he's also in his words could be viewed as humiliation and demeaning.
Mm-hmm.
But his tone isn't there at all.
No.
Which makes me, like, he calls me good boy. He's a good boy. He's a good boy. And he's older than us, but not, like, ridiculously older than us. And he's always saying, you know, you trained him well. You trained him well to you.
Yeah.
He's a good boy. And he likes the fact that I'm subservient to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sort of tries to play dominant with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he kind of likes that power play. But then he also, which is, I think, the only human I've ever heard him say to you, called you girl.
Yeah.
He's like, you're a good girl. You're a good girl. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I have seen her kill men for that. But, like, the way he says it, it's not, there's no
It's
malice.
Not demeaning.
Yeah.
It's not demeaning at all. And it's also, he's one of those people that is constantly talking.
Yes.
Softly. It's not like overbearing or annoying or obnoxious.
And it's not just, like, running commentary.
Yeah.
It's very enthusiastic
appreciation. Yeah.
I was like, not consent, but it
is
consent.
Yeah, it's appreciation. You know. And it's just kind of there. And at some point, honestly, it just becomes background for me. And I'll every now and again tune in. What's he saying? Oh, yeah, okay. And then I'll tune out. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just I get focused on what I'm doing and I don't really pay attention to all the words that are coming out because there's always something coming out.
Yeah.
But yeah, he does again and again, he'll say things like that and it just it just is. But he does, I think he means it well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't think he means it in a demeaning
and
way.
And he's very appreciative and he's like
he's very complimentary.
And he's very good at asking for what he wants.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he'll at one point, which is still one of my favorite positions, is you and I are 69 and he's fucking you from behind.
Yes.
So, you know, he's going, oh, lick my balls, but softly. And I'm like, okay,
and
cool.
I think that's something we've done just about every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's fun. And it's like, this is good. This is a good position. It's a good view for me. I love the sound. Like, it's great auditory. Like, it really turns me on.
Mm.
Yeah. I think we need to find a female in which will let you be in that position as I fuck her. So you can really appreciate the sound and the visual. Because it's such a great visual as well. Oof. But it's... I love that.
Yeah.
It ends up being a lot of fun, and I really enjoy. It's funny. I always like watching men with you, and you know, we've got single partners that, you know, like, I watch you together. But for something about this guy, and I'm not sure what it is. That it's just it really turns me on, and I don't know if it's the lack of a depth connection or
if it's maybe that's it.
Something that he does just differently, or the fact that he's constantly
praising both of us. Maybe that's it. I like constant validation.
And it's not a, it's also not a regular thing. It's once, right. Well, twice the, a year, maybe.
Exactly. So I was looking at the pictures. The last time I saw him was 2017.
Yeah, because I've seen him.
February of 2017.
I've seen him since then. And I know that we've missed a catch up or two just because we weren't around and couldn't make it work. But
it is kind of funny. It's like, it was, it was 3 years ago that we all got together. It's just like, so yeah. I really like it. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. And it's so different for us.
It is. Yeah.
And I think maybe that's what I
but
like.
But still,
about
it's a fun night.
It's very novel. Yeah. And it was something that as soon as you said it, I looked forward to it, mm-hmm. which is also kind of rare for me. And I'm not always like, oh, yay. I don't fangirl a lot.
Yeah.
Unless you're fucking Bernadette Peters. And I don't mean like having sex with her. Like, you're just like, holy shit, fucking Bernadette Peters. Yeah. Anyway, if I was a superhero, I'd be Deadpool. So what else? Do you want to talk about the glow party?
Yeah.
Was there anything else that was on
no,
the list
yeah,
for you to talk about?
Yeah, let's go glow party. Let's glow.
All right. Let's glow. Yeah, we went to glow party this past Saturday, again at Annandale, which they now call the Neon Party, which is like, fine, I get it. We got all dressed up and got there.
You drew some angel wings on me with neon crayons. They were really pretty.
I was very happy with the way that turned out, but I don't think it got appreciated enough just because you had to wear where you were wearing your top and
at
it was kind of hidden behind it. But then you took a shower and most of it washed off.
There was still a fair bit there because I thought – so moving forward well
we're jumping
evening,
all around in this story.
Yeah, but – after play, I had rinsed off in the big giant showers in the orgy room there, and I didn't even think about the fact that the crayon was on my back.
Me neither.
After we came downstairs, you were like, oh, you probably washed it all off, but then somebody commented on it, so I was like, okay, well, it must not have all washed off, because somebody was like, wow, that's really pretty, so there was at least enough there to see some sort of design remaining from it.
That's true. All right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it, so we got there, and again, we always immediately start talking to the bar staff, and we talked to them for quite a while. And then we talked to a really nice couple who we sat down and was chatting with, I think we were standing up and chatting with them. And then
that was one of those awkward moments. So her partner was getting a drink at the bar, and she was sitting on the couch by herself. And you and I were kind of standing to the side of the bar, so a bit away from the couch, and looking over at her, and I was like, oh, I really like her top. And you looked over, and I think she glanced probably to look for her partner, but still I was like, oh, she probably sees us staring at her when I had just commented on her top.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this is going to be awkward if I don't go say something.
We're creepily staring at this poor young lady on the couch.
Yeah, so I went up to her, and I was like, hey, just want to let you know I really like your top. And so then, yeah, we just sat down and started having a conversation with her and her partner, and...
They were super nice.
Yeah.
And once again, it was one of those moments where he was like, I don't even remember how it came out, but they're podcast listeners.
It didn't come out right at first.
No. Yeah. And I don't even remember exactly how it happened, but it was just like, it was funny. It's like, you know, I think he asked if it would ever get old or ever get whatever. And I was like, honestly, it doesn't. I love, like, as long as you don't treat us differently, that's cool.
Yeah.
But they were so nice and so friendly. And then we ended up, so we saw some friends come in.
Yes.
That friends for ages now, I guess probably a couple, 2.5 years now. And so we chatted with the first couple for a little while. And then we ended up going up and talking to the other friends.
Yes.
And
they had brought another couple with them.
Yes. And so, you know, it's one of those things that you're kind of like, ooh, Sophie's choice.
I know. It's like, I'm having a lot of fun talking to these people, but I also want to see our friends.
Yeah.
And our friends did see us talking, of course, to the other couple, and they were like, we wanted to give you space.
Yeah.
Which I very much appreciate, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, but I still want to see you.
Yeah.
So
we ended up going and talking to them, and we talked to our friends for a while, and then went back to the bar, got more drinks. Mm. And long and short of it is, you're like, all right, it's 10:30. Time to get naked. you didn't actually say that, but that's I'm paraphrasing. Yeah, we ended up going upstairs, and you were like, let's just find a little space on the bed, and so we did.
Well, first of all, on the way up the stairs, I was kind of keeping an eye out for the first couple.
Yes.
I was like, if I see them, then I'm going to invite them upstairs to go play.
Yes.
And we did see them, but they were talking to another couple at that point. And so it was like,
that's right.
And it was a couple we hadn't really talked to. So I was like, well, this is going to be awkward if we just jump in and be like,
hi, hey, we're going to steal these two because we're assholes.
So I was like, oh, no. So we just kind of walked by, you know, didn't didn't really say anything, just let them keep talking to their friends. But I think they saw us go upstairs, or I at least caught one of them's eye. And then I know that our friends, they were sitting down near the bottom of the stairs, so they saw us go upstairs. But yeah, you and I were like, well, let's just go find a corner, and then, and if somebody comes along that we're interested in, then, you know, maybe we'll play with them. And but at the same time, I was happy playing with you.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
Just, I love that big orgy room. It's just fun, and even if it's just the two of us.
Agreed. So we start playing, and it's just, I love our friends. She we kind of have to come up with names for them.
Yeah, we are.
She cracks me up. She basically just walks right up and pounces on me.
How about Sunshine and Happy? Because she's always Little Miss Sunshine, and he's just happy to go along with whatever's happening.
We got to come up with something better than Sunny and Happy, because Sunshine's too much work.
Okay, fine.
No, but yeah, he is happy. He's like, he reminds me of Happy Gilmore, you know, kind of like, I'm gonna beat you with a golf club. No, but yeah, so she basically pounces on me, you were sitting on my face, maybe.
She's like, I want him, everybody move away.
Yeah, basically, that's how that, excuse me, I'm coming through, that cock is mine. And so she lays claim to me, which, again, I kind of love. And, yeah.
Use me, objectify me.
Yeah, objectify me, use me. And she did. And that was really, it was great. And then the other couple ended up coming up, and they were like, do you mind if we play here? We're like, absolutely. And I kept wanting to, like, at least try to talk to them or try but of course the whole group hadn't met.
Yeah, so it ended up, it ended up being us and our two friends and then the friends that they brought, which we knew the female from their friend couple.
Yes.
Had just met the male that night, but we never played with the female.
No.
So it was kind of the six of us playing in some configuration or another for a while, and the other couple the first couple we had talked to that night, I'm going to say the new couple, they had come up and they were playing on the bed next to us, in the space next to us.
Yeah.
So they were close, they were there, but again, it there wasn't a good way to bring them into our system, and I'm not sure they necessarily wanted to be part of it anyway.
I think they just wanted to be kind of in that magic zone of lust.
Yeah, so you're part of all the sexiness, but you're there, but you're not like there kind of thing. And because for them, not knowing their play styles or anything, it could have been awkward to just jump in with, six other people kind of thing.
It would definitely have been awkward.
And so they were just playing near us, and I know at one point, I felt like I had prime position. Because I was basically, like, in the middle, so you were to my left.
Okay.
And she was going down on you. I think the other lady was sitting on your face. Her partner was over here, so that I think I had him in my hand, and at some point I got him up in my mouth, but at that point he was just down in my hand. I think somebody was going down on me. There was like just mouths everywhere, stuff everywhere, and then the other couple was over to my right, and they were playing, and so I could just sit back and watch everything. Like, somebody was going down on me, but I was kind of perched up against the backboard a little bit, so I could just see everything that was happening. And it was just so much sexiness, and it really kind of fed the voyeur side of me, because it's like, I am really enjoying just watching all of this. Everywhere I look, there is sexiness. There's
one day all this will be yours.
Yeah, there's mouths and body parts, and just it was amazing. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was interesting. So and again, in a I'm sort of breaking my own rules kind of thing. The friend of Sunny's just started going down on me. There was no conversation about it. She just did. And I think she was even saying to Sunny, don't hog that all yourself. And, like, with part of me is like, oh, it would have been, like, ask me consent.
Yeah.
And that's all you have to do. But at the same time, I think sometimes maybe I am sort of jaded by going to the saunas. I'm so used to just people grabbing my junk. And if I don't want it, I say no.
Yeah.
So, and I think ultimately I was okay with it. But there is a bit of that. I have that conflict in my head of, you're always supposed to ask for consent.
Right.
Even when I'm okay with somebody not asking for consent. And I think that's something that
consensual non-consent?
Yeah.
Except it wasn't really discussed?
Yeah. So. it's weird, because I do have that trouble. And I guess ultimately what I have to accept is that I would never do that without asking. But in many situations, I'm okay with it happening to me without somebody asking.
Right.
As long as if I were to say no, then they would respect that. And I'm confident that she would have.
Mm-hmm.
it is something, there is that dissonance in my head about it.
Well, and I had the same thing a bit later when I was going down on Happy. He was laying back against the bed, so I was at the edge of the bed, like, ass out to the rest of the room. And
yes, you were. You were presenting, I think is the phrase.
And she came up at some point and just kind of, like, pushed my legs a little further apart and was like, let me get in there, and just wormed her way up so she was, going down on me. And I was like, you know what? I'm okay with this. And,
yeah.
And so Happy was laying back, and I was going down on him. She was going down on me. And then her partner, I don't know if he was fingering her or fucking her or what, but he was doing something to her. So it ended up just being this whole little...
sexy human centipede.
Yeah, it was ended up being the sexy little train. It was fun. It was good.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a blast.
But that was one of those times where there was... It was a... Not complete puppy pile, but it was very close to puppy pile.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of just kind of people moving and, okay, I'm going to go down on you now. Once you go down, I'm going to fuck you and whatever. And it was just, it just was kind of, and I think as well, all of us are very much of a, we're very happy to ask for what we want.
Yeah.
And like you said, Sunny's going to take what she wants.
Sunny asks for what she wants as she's taking it. I want this cock. And then like she even like has condoms like in her hand ready. And she's like, I'm going to ride you. I'm like, all right, then.
Yes, you
I am okay with this.
Yeah.
But she's a lot of fun.
They're so much fun. I really love them.
She's always smiling, always. Yeah. And I think we may have convinced them to go to Desire.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
We'll take some other Stryans with
us. So, and then we ended up going back downstairs. We talked about going back upstairs and playing again, but...
We did.
We ended up getting distracted by chatting with people.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was just talking, because we kind of were like, oh yeah, let's go back upstairs, and then we just never really
did. We started talking to folks, and...
Because we stood at the bar for a while talking.
Yeah, and you were downstairs topless, so most people were having trouble focusing.
Well, yeah, because I didn't want to put my clothes back on. I did have my bottoms back on.
Yeah, but you did have your bottoms on, but people were looking at your tits.
Yeah, because I'd worn a lace see-through corset top, but it had hooks and eyes all the way down, so it was a bit to put it back on. And I didn't, think to take a bra or anything, and so I was just like, well, I'm not going to bother putting it back on before I go downstairs and get a drink.
I have no problem with this.
And we were going to go get a drink and then probably come back upstairs and play again, so I didn't think it was going to be very long. But then we started talking to people at the bar, and then we kind of were congesting that area a bit as other people were trying to leave. So I was like, why don't we go sit on the couches?
Yeah.
And so, we did that.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was a good time. We, lots of good conversations.
Yeah.
I know the listener couple, hopefully they'll reach out to us and we'll catch up with them for drinks. Yeah. I like where we live now because, so many people live close to us.
I know. It is interesting, though, that, we talk about going to the swingers club, and we do have, all these great sexy times and a lot of good fun play, but at the same time, it's like, oh my god, such good conversation.
Yeah.
And it sounds a bit weird to say that when you're going to what a lot of people call a sex club, but still, the conversation, that mental stimulation is so much of it. It really, to me, you kind of almost have to have at least a little bit of that before you can really go any further.
I agree. And it's funny, because I'm sure there are people out there who are so introverted that they're like, that is the terrifying part.
Mm.
But, I do think it's something as well that even if you're introverted, if you're smiling, people are going to come up and talk to you.
Yeah.
If you, there's introverted where you don't want to talk to people, and then there's shut down and closed off.
Right.
And I think, again, going to bringing up Desire, there's a lot of introverts there, but none of them are closed off or shut down.
Exactly.
And so I think that's something that's really, you can go to these places as an introvert, and as long as you're not putting up walls, people are going to talk to you.
Yeah.
At least we will.
And remember, brain sex is great.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Do you in the brain hole.
Wow. That sounds a little painful, maybe? I don't know.
Want to rub my junk through your ridges? Your cranial ridges? Yeah.
I'm a little afeard.
Put my mouth on your Abdullah Abulmangata.
I'm going to...
How do you say it? Abdullah Oblongata.
Medulla Oblongata?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to sleep with a helmet on from now on.
I've seen
a padlocked helmet.
I've seen how you get out of bed. You should probably sleep with a helmet on anyway, honey. Anyway, you sleep in that silly silk cap in your hair.
If I remember.
And you look like a French pastry chef already.
If I remember to, I do, but half the time I forget. And then the other half of the time that I do remember to, it comes off in the middle of the night because I roll around so much.
I know, because once I rolled over and it was on my face and I thought I was dreaming of getting attacked by a jellyfish, I was like, it was horrible.
Yeah. It does help keep me from getting a rat's nest when I, A, wear it, and B, it doesn't fall off in the middle of the night because I'm rolling around too much. I'm a very restless sleeper.
Tell me about it. Like, that's the only positive of traveling is I go to, this is funny. People at home don't care about this. If you don't care about this, don't listen. But when I travel, I'll pull one side of the sheet over, mm-hmm. get in on that side of the bed, and then roll over. I can stay in a hotel for 3 or 4 nights, and if you look at the bed, the right side is used. The left side looks as pristine as when I got there. Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah, mine's not like that.
Yeah, I know. You like, you'll make the bed, and then you're in the bed for half a second, and it's already like the bedspread's half on the floor, but the sheet is half on the floor on the other side.
Well, I can't have the sheet tucked in at my feet. I have to pull that out because I don't like that to be constricting down there. So that's before I get in the bed, I always pull the foot part out.
Yeah, and I never do that when I travel because I love that cocoon feeling, that wrapped feeling.
Nope. And I also end up,
if that would be a kink of mine, mummification.
Maybe. Because I also end up kind of diagonal across the bed.
Yes, you do. Yeah. And typically you have one leg over my leg and one leg under my leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to sleep with. But,
I told you we can sleep in separate beds.
Yeah, but the positive to all of this is occasionally I get an erection in the middle of the night and you roll over and your ass touches it and then you wake up and you're like, all right, I'm going to fuck this. I'm like, cool. Yeah. So I'm okay with it. I've learned to adapt.
Put up with the restlessness, get sex.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
positive reinforcement.
It really is. It really is. Anything else that,
No, I think that's kind of a quick recap of a lot of our sexy times lately.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that I've been really enjoying some of my times at OSS a lot lately.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we don't really, but you know.
Well, yeah, but it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like some of the people that we've met more recently, it's just been just that easy breezy connection and, you know, it's not like, oh, like conversation flows easily and, yeah, it's easy. I like it.
Yeah.
Nice people.
Cool. Yay. Me too, but I haven't been nearly as much as you. find us on all of our socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at By the By Podcast. Shoot us emails, theatomsoflove@gmail.com. We've gotten a bunch of emails recently, and we need to get back to some of y'all.
Yeah.
We've had some very, really sweet emails, and I love you people so much. And support us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast.
And if you want some geeky sex toys,
something
a little different perhaps for your collection, or if you're looking for a gift for someone, go to www.geekysextoys.com and use the coupon code BYTHEBY for a discount.
Yeah. Yay.
Yeah.
Geeky sex toys. Yeah. Anything else?
And if you're going to Desire this year.
Oh, yeah.
Geeky Sex Toys has a lovely 20-sided die ball gag because it's D20, Desire 2020. Yeah.
Also, I'm going to take a few of those to give away because they're fucking awesome.
Yeah. We have one here.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I like it. cool. Thank you guys so much, and we'll talk at you next week.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Dedeker, co-host of the Multiamory podcast. We offer new ideas and advice for multiple forms of love, everything from conscious monogamy to ethical polyamory and radical relationship anarchy. And you're listening to a Swing Set Network podcast. Find us and much more at swingset.fm.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.